Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, yeah, relax. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Oh yeah, I'm hot.
If you really upset, bomb on me so I can go inside. Okay. You got me?
Yeah.
Like, loosen a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
I won't press no charges. You can even play the whole season. No game suspension, none of that. All right?
Yeah.
I may even give you some money. All right? No, I don't want to make you laugh. Okay?
Cat scratch fever.
Another year, baby.
Cat scratch fever.
I can't quit now. I keep my focus, man. I keep my focus. We're going to find out how far we can push ourselves.
Good evening, Panther fans. Welcome to another episode of Cat Scratch Radio. And I have to tell you, I'm a little worried that this is not actually being recorded because the website is not acting right. And hold on one second. Actually, I think what's going on is that my website is down and we actually are live, which is cool. So I'm here to talk Panther football. And, we're 9 days out from the, 9 days out from the draft. Hold on a second. I gotta get, all right, I got technical problems. Give me 30 seconds. All right, I'm trying to reboot here. Lost my connection on the web. I'm trying to figure out who's here. Pardon me. Let's get started here. So we're 9 days out from the draft. Got lots of mock drafts and just all over the freaking board. When you're at 24, how the hell do you know really what you're gonna do? LO's a crapshoot at number 8. Honestly, I certainly have my preferences. And I'm up. Let's see. I see I got somebody here in Greensboro area. Welcome to the show. 336-775. Jackson. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, it's Catastrophe. What's up, man?
Hey.
Here, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing good. I'm a little discombobulated. I got in late, kind of at the last minute. And so, yeah, where are we at? What you got? I know you would, what you been up to?
Work. That's what it's been hard to get on the same schedule with you and stuff. And I know I sent you a few messages about doing the show tonight. I'm glad you did before you and Goose took off to do your big trip, man. Congratulations.
Thanks. Looking forward to it.
When do you guys leave out?
We leave out Thursday morning. I guess a week from this Thursday. Land, I think, around 3 o'clock. And going to check in and go straight over there. I think it doesn't start till 8 o'clock, 8 or 9, something like that. Maybe 9, and that's 8 o'clock Friday night. So, yeah, we're going to ride over there as soon as we can, do the NFL experience, and whatever the hell the else they got going on in Jerry World. Looks like there's a lot going on. So, yeah, we're looking forward to
I can't believe he won those tickets, man. That's crazy. Out of, like, 250,000 entries.
There was that many, really?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he wrote that on that blog that you wrote the article about.
He probably told me, and I just didn't faze me. I was like, "Oh, you won! Great!" I was still too stoked. Not gonna give that little clappy here. This is the back to Goose Creek. He's supposed to dial
there
in.
There you go. Yeah, I figured he would have called in tonight.
Yeah, he'll probably be in here. I sent him a note. This is probably just a couple hours ago. But yeah, he's called me like every other day. Oh, I got another email. And oh, actually, they had, and this is why I was hoping this calling in. If anyone in the Dallas area or can get there, apparently a couple returned their tickets. They're like, they just couldn't make it. And so they're not going to fly them out. You know, they have these two extra tickets. They're not going to fly anybody out there, but they'll at least give you the tickets if you can get there. So I was thinking, there was like Texas Panther. We're trying to track down a couple guys that we thought were in the area who may want to go and then join the what's funny is they call it the inner circle, which is what I've actually called the staff of CSR from the get-go, was the inner circle. So it kind of freaks me out every time they say it. They're like, oh, join the Panthers' inner circle. I'm like, all right.
Well, he did write on the blog that that it did fill, and it filled, I guess, fairly quick, those two spots.
Oh, they did?
Yep, they sure did.
Yeah, I haven't even looked. Yeah, I figured they would. So there's got to be some Panther fans in the area, or somebody that's probably going anyway. Just have fun, because it looks like it's probably going to be a big party in the parking lot, I imagine. Yep. I'll put some feelers out to Vox Media, SBN's owner, to see if they have anything going on afterwards, you know, party after the draft. I'm like, I'm sure Goose Creek will be up for it. It'll be midnight. Hey, let's go downtown. Go to Vox party to go to.
Make them. Don't give them an option.
Yeah. Don't give them an option. There you go. I got an Uber on the way, dude. Can't turn the Uber
there
down.
You go.
Oh, hell. So what the hell? I got no, you know, that's what happens when I don't do the damn show very often. It's hard to get people to call in. And of course, it's the off season. So, well, Kat, what is your thoughts on the draft?
Well,
it seems to me at 24, there's good value at defensive back at that spot. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. I read some stuff there on the website, and I'm starting to think that D end is going to be a big time priority. Not that I didn't know it. You know, all we have right now is Addison, Horton, Brian Cox Jr., Hall, which we really don't know what we have in him.
Deshaun
and
Hall,
then,
we hope we have something there. You know, we're hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. We're
very, very grateful that Peppers came back, because had he not, this whole draft strategy might have changed.
Yeah. But, I don't know, there might be a pass rusher available at 24. And so that'll be interesting to see if they pull, if Herney pulls the trigger on that, you know, like a Davenport or who's that kid for Ohio State, Hubbard.
Hubbard, that's the guy that I think we're going to try to get. I'm hoping he lasts to number 55, but he may not.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping.
It's, you know, it's hard to say. Sure seems we need help in the defensive backfield, though. Really need some talent back there. So did you hear about Worley? You know, Worley, I guess he hasn't. Have they just made a decision on him? He got, like, arrested for some shit. I was like, hell, he's going to end up back in Carolina.
Apparently, he was asleep in a car, and he was intoxicated, and I'm not sure if he had a gun. I think he might have had a gun, but
yeah.
Either way, you know, some people
offensive.
Think that that
got charged with
yeah.
six. Holy shit! Yeah, and see, rule number one, kids. If, you know, if you're drunk, hammered, and you go into your car, pass out in the back seat, not the
yeah,
front
no
seat.
Kidding.
The front seat is
yep.
bad. You can cut the charges way down if you're in the back seat.
Yep.
So you have, yep.
And he's been released.
You got a firearm charge. Carried it and apparently had it on him, not just in the car. resisting arrest, engaging in fighting. Yeah, that'll do it, dude. This is a trip that happens up there now. I just wonder if the Panthers kind of saw some behaviors that led them to this trade when something like this happens, you know? Because they, just like, yeah, what? First time he's gone out and partied all damn night and got so hammered he passed out in his car? Probably not the first time. I don't know. Could be
no,
awkward.
I think he's had a history of that.
Yeah. Well, I saw in his college he had something come up. It was more of a DMV type of thing, I believe. Or got in a fight somewhere.
Yeah, I think somebody.
Oh, they released him.
Girl.
I didn't even see that. Yep. So he's cut. Hell,
yep.
We could bring him back.
Yeah, he got cut.
Got Torrey yeah. Smith for free.
Yeah, exactly. Because I have seen some people say that it wasn't really a good trade that we did that. But if he's had some sort of history, the Panthers know it, and they didn't want to
yeah.
deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
And the perfect example of that is when Ron Rivera starts talking about you and saying that you're not developing the way that you're supposed to. Rivera never says anything about anyone. So that's
yeah.
an indictment for sure on Worley.
Yeah, he's probably not coming back, that's for sure. I mean, just cost himself a lot of damn money with that one. Because he's
yep.
off his rookie contract now as a, what, a fourth-round pick? Third round, I think.
Third round, yep.
Yeah.
And I think we – didn't we move up to get him? I could be wrong.
We may have. We did some sliding. We combined some picks and moved up in that draft. I'm not sure if really it was one of them or not. Oh, I see. We got Bobby on the line. What's up, Bobby? You there? Cheers, Bobby.
Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I'm on the road again, man. It took me a while to get the mute off and not destroy your broadcast.
I agree, man. Where are you at now?
Man, I'm coming from Jacksonville, heading to Wilmington.
All right. Be
home in about 30 minutes. But, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter lives down near your way now in Mount Pleasant, so I was down there a little while.
Oh, okay.
Not long ago, so. I have to get some restaurant recommendations from you guys.
Just come rolling the low country anytime.
Yeah, man, I love it down there. I really do. Feels good when we go down there and visit. Anyway, I don't know. I guess I'll just wait on the draft talk. I couldn't believe.
Well, we're there, man.
I don't know, man. What do you guys think? I mean, it's next week. I just want to hear y'all's impressions. I don't really have one. I kind of was pretty accurate on the Luke Kuechly one because I knew he could tackle, and then the Shaq Thompson one, I kind of was pretty good on that one, but I got no idea which way we're headed this time. I just don't know.
They
you know,
seem
we're
like
not, we're not that
like
high
you.
Up.
Yeah. Eric Reed seems like that's around his range. Mike Hughes, cornerback, it might be a little bit of a reach for him, but I'm not sure he'd be there in the second round. I don't know. It seems like defensive back is where the value is, whether it's a safety or a cornerback. But if there's a good, if there's a pass rusher there, I see Herney pulling the trigger on that. But shit, I don't
yeah.
know. From past drafts, that just tells me that I'm wrong all around. It's going to be something else.
Yeah, it seems like if it's a defensive player, he's got to be able to tackle. And so that's the various thing. And I don't know if North Connor, you know, what's he going to be doing around the draft table and what's he going to be insisting on? And I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I do believe we're probably going to have a good draft class. You know, the second round pick always intrigued me. But
yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
No, how many picks we have on day two? We got the second and the third. Do we have two third rounders?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think we do, yeah.
All right. I'll be there for three picks. So I'm thinking
wow.
my defensive end, safety, cornerback would be my three preference. All defense, which is kind of weird, but –
yeah.
Not that a wide receiver in there would hurt my feelings, but still.
Well, I mean, think about it.
It seems where we need help.
We got what? Jarius Wright, the wide receiver, and Torrey Smith. And then Worley goes. So I'm thinking maybe the cornerback, you know, they everything came together to send him off. And, I don't know. Maybe that's what they're looking at. Maybe they're pretty deep at that 24 position. They feel pretty confident they're going to get one. I don't know.
Jackson, you're going to be there for the first and second and third rounds, right? You're going to be there the first 2 days.
Yeah. But
so you're
going to
be there for four picks.
Well, there it is. Okay, 85 we got from the Bills. Four picks.
Yeah, you got the first round.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then the second
four.
Round pick.
Yeah. You're right, yeah. Yeah, four picks total, yep. I forgot about the second one of the third round. So, yeah, we got from the Bills number 85. That was for Kelvin Benjamin, I assume, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got number 88, three picks later. Now, see, those two picks seem like you could package those suckers. I'm not sure how far that gets you up in there, but maybe the top of the third round.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what you'd go for, but that's tough because right there in that spot, you probably could get still two good players.
Yeah.
Just whether you're in love with somebody further down and you want to reach for them. I don't know. That'd be interesting to see that. That would be tempting to package those two because they're so close together. Just go up and reach for one better player. Or take that in our second, one of those two in our second and reach up, and then you still got a third rounder right there in that around that same area. And so you take that third and you go up. You know, maybe around 45-ish, right around in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple of good players in out of this draft. I mean, Herney's done pretty good
range.
In the first round.
Yeah.
He just
that
he always when he would fuck up was when he would trade our next year's first round shit. I mean, if he does that this year, I hope somebody walks over and slaps him.
Well, they said today on, I forget what show, FNZ, that there's going to be some trading going on. Now, they didn't mention us, but they said there's going to be possibly a three-way trade on day one. So there's
really?
A lot of rumor mills. Yeah. They did not mention it.
I think there's going to be a lot of horse trading going on these first 2 days. It's going to make our heads spin, I think.
And it was so much, I think they kind of knew where it was going, but they didn't release, you know, kind of details. But some of those insiders said something's brewing amongst a few teams. I'm kind of curious to see what Gettleman's going to do, too. You know, I'm kind of watching two teams now. Just to see how he's
You know, I've wanted to go over on their blog and post something about, you know, Gettleman, he loves his hog mollies. You know, who's the Chubb guy, right, the defensive end? Will he pass on the defensive end?
I don't think
not,
he will.
Yeah. You know, he's not the kind of guy to draft. Saquon Barkley, he will not pick Saquon Barkley. I'm going to roll that out right now. As good as he might think he is, Gettleman ain't taking a running back number two. He will take either a quarterback or he'll take Chubb. Is it Bradley Chubb?
Totally agree, Jackson.
Yeah.
He's going to take
it. It's one of the. Yeah. He values the pass rusher. The other thing you might take is a middle linebacker, but really it's just a pass rusher or a quarterback at number two since he needs one. Because, I mean, seriously, you'd think Eli could rebound a little bit, but you know Eli's on his way out. He's good for, what, two seasons maybe? It's definitely time. And Gettleman's he's in for the long game. And he's certainly planning beyond Eli. And so they got plenty to choose from here at number two. Just depends on whether they really value, you know, whether these guys, they think they can be full-time starters or not.
Mm-hmm.
The whole quarterback thing is what's really going to be interesting because there's some people who think Lamar Jackson is actually one of the better quarterbacks. And he's like looking at like a late first rounder. So it wouldn't surprise me if he went a lot earlier.
Yeah.
I think the Cardinals at 16 or 20 or something is where he's being forecasted. But I don't know. I tell you what, I'm glad I'm not one of the teams looking for a damn quarterback this year because I don't know what the hell. Between Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Darnold, Mayfield, it's like, oh, my God. They just seem to be very somewhat similar, whereas, you know, like the year Cam came out, he had, you know, Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert. Who else? There was like four of them right there in the top 12. It went to the Vikings. Christian Ponder.
Yeah.
And there was one other one. There was four of them that went
Tannehill?
In the top 12.
When did Ryan Tannehill get drafted?
I think he was a little bit later than that. No, it wasn't San Francisco guy, Collar, the Fro guy, the protest guy.
Kaepernick. He was drafted the year before Cam.
Yeah, that's right. And he was like a second, third. He was a little bit later round, I think.
Yeah, he was second round. Yeah, that's right.
I think about it. Cam, Locker, Gabbert, Ponder. Well, maybe that is the four of them right there. So, I mean, there were kind of a lot different types of quarterbacks, whereas this year, I don't know, man. A lot of people think Darnold's the best. It's just strange that there's so many opinions on all four or five of those, and which one's the best.
There was actually some talk today that, Cleveland has screwed this up so much that they might take one at one and take another one at four. Well, you know, we got 50% chance left of screwing this thing up this time.
Well, don't they have three first-round picks? They got the 1, the 4, and the number 19, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't – I mean, it is kind of comical that they would need to draft two quarterbacks, but just draft two of them, and eventually somebody's got to work out, right?
Well,
hey, remember
– you know, throw enough shit against the wall, see what sticks.
Remember when RG3 was drafted, the second round was a guy named Kirk Cousins.
A guy named what?
I believe. Kirk Cousins. He was drafted the same year RG3 was.
Yep.
Yeah, he was drafted in the fourth round, but that was their second pick.
Oh, in the fourth,
so they took Robert Griffin. Yeah, they took Robert Griffin first, and then they took Kirk Cousins second, but he was in the fourth round.
Didn't
yeah.
they trade up for him? Didn't they trade up to get RG3?
I think they did. Yeah. They jumped the Rams,
huh.
I believe. I could be wrong, but maybe they did.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It
I
is
remember
right,
they
– you know why? Because Jeff Fisher took all the people – that they drafted that year when the Redskins played the Rams that year and Jeff Fisher was the head coach. He took all those players. It was like four or five of them coined that year. I remember. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember that year they just couldn't get enough of RG3 and Andrew Luck. And,
yep.
you know, almost like, hey, these guys are taking over for moving Cam out of the way. Well, guess what happened, you know?
Yeah. The whole RG3, you know, RG3, it makes me wonder if there was anything there to begin with. I just don't know. How do you survive even one season?
I know. I don't know.
So, yeah, I'm having to plug my phone in. It's about to die. So this is a little off topic, but it's kind of the most striking thing to me was the new college rule where you could fair catch the damn ball in play and still spot it as a 25. Did y'all see that?
Fair catch what, the kickoff?
On a kickoff, yeah, that's the new rule. Like you catch it, like you fair catch it at the 10 on a kickoff and get it at the 25.
Wow,
it's like a safety thing.
Yeah,
that's what I said. So I don't know what people do on the kickoff now. I mean, I guess it just boot. It doesn't really pay to drop it at the goal line. So I'm not sure. I guess it's just you better hope you don't screw up the kick, you know, knock it out of bounds or
yeah.
short. It's just one, you
That'd
know, the
be
game just seems if you took away kickoffs out of football, like just got rid of kickoffs
yeah.
altogether. I don't know. It'd just be kind of weird. I get that it's the most violent collision in the game and people getting hurt, and I agree with whatever rule changes, but I think we still got to have them. But totally watering
mm-hmm.
it down so it's just a kick, and, you know, the only consequence is whether the kicker fucks it up. It's like, well, what are you really doing? So I don't know. I mean, I guess in college it's okay because they're kids, but pro,
yeah.
I don't think they'll ever do that right.
Yeah, you like to have that opportunity to see that return.
Yeah. So anyway, this is my judgment on this new rule change of the college game. Well,
let me hear that toilet, Jackson.
The toilet, it's spinning, it's circling on my computer, but it's not making any noise.
it's buffering.
What the hell? Shit. What the hell?
You know, I dropped Xfinity and just went to Comcast for the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think they fuck with me just because they want me to get the damn full Comcast back. But it's so much. You can stream just about any damn thing now. But, you know, when you got teenagers, I think he's, who the fuck knows what he's up there downloading, some damn game. Who knows? My 15-year-old. So I think we're having bandwidth battles in my house. The toilet flush won't fucking play. damn it. I haven't even set that up. I'm going to give one more try. Come on now. Damn it. Give me the toilet
flush.
That's
what you get from moving into a new house.
Yeah. It's actually an older house than I had, and so, you know, it's even got the old little boxes where you'd plug the old phone cords into and shit. yeah, remember that? Not that long ago that you'd plug your phones into that little box. But
I know, man. And
then you get Jerry World. So, I don't know, man.
Wow.
I want to see how many people I get pictures of. And I don't know what happened to Goose Creek, man. I thought for sure. I thought he said he'd be available. Old GC.
Are you friends with him on Facebook, Jackson?
Yeah. I think so. Thought it was. I don't know.
Hey!
There it goes. Right, we'll probably get like four of them in a row now. I kept clicking it, you know.
Yeah.
Probably another. God damn. What a delayed flush, you know. That means it's all stopped up and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, it's my birthday. Thursday. So we've always had this tradition that it's your birthday week, so you get to do whatever you want. So I actually got
straight
right. Happy hour here. That's kind of why I was totally flubbed the first 5 minutes, but discombobulated, figuring out what the hell I was going to talk about. I was like, oh, wait, what am I doing again? Oh, yeah. Talking
so when
Panthers.
Do you, when do you leave? What day do you get out there, Jackson? You getting out there on the day
so we
before?
Get, we leave out Thursday morning, that's right, and get there about 3, and I'm not even sure what hotel we're at, but it's close by, and we get transportation there, and for, there's like a shuttle schedule that we got to follow. And
wow.
Of course, and then Thursday, I mean, Friday, same deal, you know, pretty much by the time our night out to get in, get up in the morning, head straight back to the stadium on Friday. And then we fly back in the morning Saturday, and I think we get home around 5. I'm not
man,
sure what's up with that. We might have a couple connections on the leg back. Save them some money, I don't know. but I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. So apparently there's like 10 people that total that won this these tickets. So we'll kind of be all in the same area. And you know, my whole thing is going to be trade rumors. It's going to be my focus and prediction from around the group.
Mm-hmm.
And quaffing a few beers, probably. Hopefully they have
there you go.
The alcohol. You know, whether I got to buy it or not, either way. And
that's why
I ain't driving.
That message.
That's damn sure. Yeah.
That's why I said
I ain't
going to
drive
message,
a fucking big
I felt sorry for your livers.
It's all my bucket
I feel
list.
Real sorry for your
here.
Liver.
It might be the last thing on my bucket list I get to. So I'm looking at this prospect list here of the top prospects associated with the Panthers. And there ain't but a few of them that I really like. So one thing I do know about the Panthers is players that they really like that they just pray will slip to them, they don't
mm-hmm.
touch. They don't bring them in and look at them. You know, they don't, you know,
yeah.
And they'll grab them, you know. But this list is that center from Iowa, James Daniels. I think he's more of a mid-round type of guy. You know, and so, oh, yeah, I should bring up that, what, Thursday night I'll be posting the whatever 11th annual, you know, Pick the Panthers draft contest or whatever, however many years it is. So I always do it a week in advance, and you pick. We have, we have 7 picks, right? Don't we miss a round, but we got one extra one or two. However
we got,
many
we
picks we
picks.
Have. We have 8 picks this year, yeah. So
yeah.
You get 8 picks. You can target whatever rounds you want. Maybe take a shot at the first round, second round, maybe do all dark horses. 8 picks, your first 8 is what counts, and whoever gets the most right. Usually 2 will get you in the ball game. 3 is a dead winner, typically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you get 1, you show. That's just from historically speaking. Yeah, to nail 3 would be quite amazing. But so they got James Daniels, Ronnie Harrison is a safety, and Justin Reed. I do like Justin Reed. He's going to Stanford. Probably a pretty smart guy. Hell, I wouldn't mind him and his brother back there if Eric Reed is healthy. You know, damn all that protest stuff. If the kid can play, fucking play, man.
Yeah.
I get the whole injury thing, but shit, somebody needs to bring him into camp. Why not the Panthers? Send a message.
Yeah.
Damn. We could use him.
Mm-hmm.
The South Carolina tight end, Hayden Hurst. I like him. I'm just not sure he's a first-round pick. You know, I do like
him.
I'm hoping you
take him up.
You know, Greg Olsen went in the 20s, and he ran a 4.5 or some shit at the damn combine. Hurst ain't near that fast, but he's got great hands. He's a good route runner, and he can block. I mean, he's a 3-down tight end. I like him. I'm not sure at 24.
Yeah.
Sony Michel, I love him, but his whole fumbling thing scares the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see him in the first round, a second round, or him or Nick Chubb. And then the wide receivers, Calvin Ridley, I think he'll be gone at 24. If he's there, I don't see how the Panthers pass on him. I really don't.
Nope.
Yeah.
Right.
And a lot of people have DJ Moore. DJ Moore, I couldn't argue it. I don't know if that seems a little, but. Nah, he looks like a good player. Not so much on Christian Kirk. Just because to me, he looks like another Curtis Samuel.
Exactly. I don't see us taking him.
And then Ronnie Harrison at safety. I mean, I'd love to have an enforcer at the box, safety in the box, you know, have a hitter back there, like when we had Mike Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Or going way back to Mike Minter, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that's probably the last real safety we drafted.
Yeah, that is true. Trey Boston, who's actually still out there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if we brought him back actually for depth. He's still unsigned. So
wow.
He didn't play that bad at times. I get why they cut him, but shit, his depth, why not?
Seriously. Well, guys, I'm home. I've enjoyed it. I'll talk to you next time, Jackson. Have a good time.
All right, man.
Take care.
All right, Cat. You have a good one, man.
Okay.
All right, later.
This is Cat. I'm still on. That was
Bobby. Okay, that was Bobby. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, you're good.
That was Bobby. Yeah.
No, I definitely agree with a lot of the guys you're saying. If Calvin Ridley's there, man, I don't see how he passed. I don't.
Yeah, it's the speed and the hands. I get that he's raw, he's young, you know, but when you go out and make the game-winning catch in a fucking national championship in the back of the end zone, that kind of says something. In overtime, won that shit, overtime catch. Fucking impressive.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was impressive. And not just right on top of, you know, a great season. And it's not like he had the greatest quarterbacks throwing to him either, you know.
So, yeah, exactly.
We'll see. Speed kills. Kid's got the speed. So, you said you had a funny story?
Well, I sent it. I sent you a message on Messenger. Graham Gano put out a tweet. I don't have Twitter, but
yeah,
my buddy, the guy that did all of our DFS Excel worksheets, he responded to Graham Gano's tweet. Graham Gano's tweet said something to the effect of, you know, it's one thing to be rude to me. I really don't care. But being rude to my wife and you're a man, that's something else. And then James, the guy that did all that work for us, he responded and said, I'll hold the ball for you if you want to kick this guy in the crotch. I thought it was hilarious. And he's waiting on Graham to respond back to him. I thought that was hilarious, man.
Yeah, I see it now, yeah. So, yeah, I don't think he's responding to something on Facebook or on Twitter. It just seems like he's just responding to something that happened to him.
Right. See, I'm so oblivious when it comes to Twitter. I thought that Graham Gano retweeted it. He retweeted what James said, and that's what I thought was really comical.
Oh,
but he's right.
Now that is funny, actually. Yeah, because he's saying, "Yeah, I agree with that. I'll hold the ball, and you can kick him in the crotch." Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I know he gets a lot of ridicule and stuff like that, man. But leave his family alone, you know. Guys, human, just as us.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at it, and it's not apparent to me that it was something he was responding to something through social media. It seems more like he was posting something about something that happened to him.
Yeah, that's right. And James sent him that message. He was like, "Yeah." James just sent him that message. He's like, "Well, I'll hold the ball for you. You can square in the nuts."
Oh, leave Harrison Butker alone. He wasn't mean. He was just, you know. Nah, he's a good kid. Oh, Graham.
That's your boy. That's your boy, man.
Yeah, Butker.
Smart kid.
He's going to be the greatest of all time kicker.
Yeah, but, I mean, how many touchbacks can he get in 1 year, buddy? Graham Gano is the king of touchbacks.
He is, and I know it seems they keep going towards the rules, making them softer. You know, teams like the touchback.
Yeah, man, I hope they don't take it away. I mean, I know it's a safety thing, but it's still always nice to see one of those electrifying plays every week, you know, on ESPN or something.
Yeah, I mean, the return is always so, you know, and how often it comes back to, all right, well, they got, you know, if they got a big return on this kickoff, it, you know, turn this game around, you know. So it'll be those times that teams decide not to settle for the fair catch or whatever and just go for it. And I guess that's what they're going for, is that, you know, it's a strategic decision, only accept it and run for it when you really got to do it to win the game.
Hey, and if we're being honest here, when the Vikings played the Saints and they beat the Saints, the kickoff to the Vikings, whoever the returner was, I can't remember, he returned it like 30 or 40 yards, and he's the one that put them in the position.
Yeah,
for
you're right.
Them to hit Diggs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those are the kind of plays you need.
Yeah. Yep. It can energize a team, too, more so than just the yardage. It's just the shot in the arm he gives the team. But yeah, and it's not Patterson because he's been gone there from there, right? Cordarrelle Patterson's gone. It's somebody else.
Yeah, Patterson was with the Raiders, but it would have been his job. But I can't remember the guy's name.
Yeah.
But he was good. Oh boy, Sherrill's. Sherrill.
Yes, Sherrill's. I think he's out of Texas or some shit like that. Texas A&M.
Maybe so. He's a good returner, regardless. If it had not been for that, they probably may not have made that play. I mean, I don't know, but
yeah, the whole Diggs thing where they chucked it up there, and the guy whipped it.
I watched that live, man. I could not believe it. I mean, my jaw just dropped.
So it goes. See if the Saints draft a cornerback early in this draft, too.
I was going to ask Goose, you know, he's always got a couple no-name guys. I mean, I only guess they're no-name guys, but guys that are under the radar, you know, especially the linemen and stuff like that. I wanted to ask him how far he thought Billy Price from Ohio would fall, and I wanted to ask him about a guy named Kiki Cutie, I think is his name. He plays at he's a wide receiver for Texas Tech. And I know Durst would know a lot about him, but Durst ain't been around in a while. I don't know where he's been.
Yeah.
But I definitely wanted to ask about those two guys.
Yeah, the second one, I hadn't really heard of him. But, yeah, it's certainly Billy Price. Now, was he the one that was injured?
Yep, he sure was.
So he was out most of the year or something. He was looking like a first-round pick. And now it's just how far will he slide and is he healthy, that type of deal.
Well, I think he got hurt at the Senior Bowl game. I think that's right. And it was like a 4 to 6 month surgery and recovery. And then it came out after the combine. He couldn't perform at the combine, but it came out that he was going to be ready for training camp. And this is a guy who was the de facto number one center in this draft.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to steal from him.
Yeah. I mean, Ryan Khalil, everyone had him as a late first-round pick, and he slid, middle toward the end of the second round, and we grabbed him up. So it could be a similar situation.
Yep.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. Yeah, I'd like a pick like that because he can also play guard. He's, he's a good fill-in across the center of the line.
And I'll tell you something, they started OTAs yesterday.
Yeah.
And don't you think it's a coincidence or don't you think it's a little bit funny that they brought in Justin Reed yesterday on the very first day of OTAs to have him walk around and tour and stuff like that? They did one of the 30 visits that they get with Justin Reed yesterday.
Right.
I think that's a little bit, eye-raising.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's other players here. Yeah.
Raises some eyebrows.
And that way they can see what other players, they can come meet him and see what they think.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. He could be the pick. He's kind of the odds-on favorite at this point. Unless somebody, higher rated slides. But I don't know, when we've picked those players that were sliders, it just doesn't seem to work out.
Well,
Coney
Ealy, Dwayne
Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember what I sent you about that article that you wrote in 2014? It was a brilliant article. So, I mean, I love a lot of your articles, but that was probably one of the better ones that you had done.
The Blesto thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and then the national scouting thing, because Herney had always nailed the first round picks. Everybody would agree to that. And that was under the National Scouting Agency. And Gettleman changed to the, what is it called? The Blesto?
Blesto. And it, the letters stood for something, the L-E-S-T or something. And or the B, and then they added to it and came up with, I think it was Lesto, and then with the Blesto. I don't remember who the names, but it was people that were in football. A couple of them are names or players, I think, former players. But, yeah,
oh,
they were
okay.
kind of the new kids on the block at the time that Gettleman moved over to them. They'd only been in the game for a few years. So it was kind of like, hey, we got this new approach type of deal. And as far as I know, we're still with Blesto. I have not seen where we moved away from them when Herney took over. So after you and I talked about it a couple weeks ago, I went out and looked and tried to – I didn't find anything one way or the other. So, you know, I don't know. We still weren't listed as a client for National. But, again, I don't know how often there was – I couldn't find dates on some of these web pages, so I didn't know – how dated it was, how up to date it was. It just, they didn't seem like in a big, the big effort to market who their customers were. You know, who their who was paying that $150,000 a year to be a part of the, you know, the club.
Right. But I just thought it was interesting because I've never seen anybody mention the fact that, you know, Herney's nailed every single first-round pick that I could remember. I mean, we could debate Votaw, but had he stayed healthy and had any kind of drive, I think he would have been a great first-round pick. But he did all that under the
National Scouting. He had some really good games. Yeah, that kid could play. He knew more about what was between the ears.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
When he decided to play, he could fucking play. Now, did Keekly – we drafted Keekly the year before Luke, right? I mean, Cam. Right?
No, the year after. Year after.
The year after. Okay. I was trying to remember the order that went. So that was – but that was still a Herney pick.
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. Because it was the year after that Gettleman took the two tackles. I know, you know, Starr and KK were his first two picks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it just makes you wonder, you know, people, I haven't seen anybody make the comment except for me to you that even though Herney has nailed all these first-round picks, we're not with the same scouting agency that he used before. So what if he must this one? This might be temporary anyway with the new owners. I mean, they may fire him, you know, as soon as he gets done with the draft. Who knows? But there's no guarantee that he's going to hit this first rounder, and I hate to say that. If he was with the old agency, sure. Odds on favorite that he would.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted you to write an article, because, like I said, I mean, it was one of the best articles that you had written in 2014. And I think that you would have been able to draw some attention to it, because nobody's mentioned it except for me.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. All those Blesto guys in National, so now their season's about to start over. Right here, this is the culmination of it. And, you know, as they say, most draft boards are set at this point. Only movement would be to something, you know, that one of these draft picks does stupid-wise, like suddenly a video comes out of them putting on a bong mask, you know, getting high.
Yeah, no kidding. Laramie Tunzel.
It was a Laramie Tunzel. What happened like
he dropped
2 days before the draft or some shit or the night before? Like,
that's crazy.
It is.
Hey, you know what we haven't talked about, Jackson?
What's that?
We hadn't talked about Thomas Davis, man.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's worth a mention.
Definitely. So, you know, his defense is, I've been taking the same shit for a while and it never popped on a drug test. That's kind of a hard one to buy. What do you think?
I do know that they change formulas on a lot of those supplements.
The supplements. They're not, if it's not regulated, they're not required to notify you if they make a change.
That's it. It's still his responsibility if it's under the NFL rules.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do believe him when he says, you know, he has been taking it and he's all the times that he's been tested, he's never been popped. I believe that. But it's still his responsibility to find out if there's a new formula in it that has something that he is not allowed to use. But my feeling is he knew that the formula changed and it had a product in it that was not allowed. He was just waiting to get caught. That's my opinion. But I still think he's a wonderful man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, great Panther and all that. And it'll be interesting to see what we do for 4 games. I'm quite interested to see which 4 games it is. So whenever that schedule comes out. But we can absorb his loss. We've lost him for games here and there, you know, over the last couple seasons. So,
yeah, he's missed
we got
three
Thompson.
Or four games since his last
four,
knee surgery.
Appeal,
he's missed three or four.
Can appeal it down to two or three?
No, he's not going to appeal it at all. He said he was just going to take
the full
suspension. So he's going to serve four,
Wow.
But this is going to give Shaq his due. He's going to have to step up and he's going to have to take it. But I also thought it was interesting that Davis said that this might be my last season. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Could be a reflection of the moment, but you know, nobody can fault that guy for when he decides to hang it up after everything he's been through. But yeah, he's I got a feeling the defense will miss him, that's for sure. Whether it's just the short term 4 games or you know he retires at the end of the season. I'm hoping we squeeze one more out of him, but you never know. Hell, he's 34, maybe, something like that.
Yeah, he's up there, 34, 35. It's just the confidence level when you play with him. It's like playing with Luke, you know. It's just the confidence level that you know the guy's going to be there. And his leadership, 35. He just offers a lot that way. Okay.
Yeah. 35. Yep. Been with us ever since getting drafted. Oh, here's something on Panthers. It says 2018 will be my last season. It's on Panthers.com. So I think this is it. I'm hoping I see him at the draft and I can get a picture with him.
Gross is calling out the second round pick. That'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if I get a picture with Jordan Gross now because he's a TV personality, so he'll be off, you know, probably in behind a booth somewhere or, you know, at a table or whatever. I got a feeling I might be able to talk to Jordan Gross.
He's one of the few Panthers that I would love to actually meet, man. I would really, really love to meet him. I think he'd be a cool guy to hang out with.
Hell yeah, I'd be like, can I buy
him
you a beer?
Him and Ryan. Yeah.
Greg Olson, maybe throw him in there, but definitely Ryan. Oh, yes. Now, Ryan Khalil, you're right. He'd actually be one of my top picks now that I think about it, because he's certainly the kind of guy you'd want to have a beer with.
You just know he's a ham, dude. He's just so funny.
Definitely. So, I know. So, it's Jordan Gross on the second night. Who else is announcing picks? I remember seeing that now.
Dante Wesley is doing one of them, and then I forgot the other.
An older guy?
He's probably around that same era. I forgot. But I know it's Gross and Wesley. It's on the Panthers.com website. If you see the picture of John Fox and Gross, it's on that that article.
Let's see. Jason Baker, the punter. Now, he's not that long,
yep, that's
long
right.
ago.
That's right. He did it from 2005 to 2012, I believe.
I guess so. We had him a while. Yeah, what, 7 seasons? You know, he was good, but he was never great. You know, but he was never bad either. It's just a steady kicker. He had, I think, one Pro Bowl season maybe.
Yeah, I can't believe Jordan Gross only had 3. That surprises me.
I think what surprises me is I want to get how skinny he got so damn quick, you know. And I'm looking at a picture of him when he was drafted. He was a big boy, man. He don't look nothing like that now.
he was a hoss.
Cornbread-looking dude, man. He was a hoss when he was drafted.
Yep.
He don't look nothing like that now. He's like 100 pounds less. That's a trip.
Yeah, look at Jeff Saturday.
He'll drop that weight.
Yeah, look at Jeff Saturday, man. He looks good, you know. And he used to be heavy, heavy. You know, when he was a center for Peyton Manning for all those years.
Mm-hmm. Those dudes knew they had to keep the weight on. They get bowled over. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was really hoping Goose Creek would have called in, man, so we could talk some junk to him.
Yeah, he told me he was available. I'm surprised he hasn't dialed in. I probably have a text on my phone. He's excited. He's called like 3 or 4 damn times. Every time he gets an email from him, he calls me and says, "Oh, well, I signed up for this NFL experience thing, and you want to pre-register, and they'll put it on your phone, and I was going to do it for you, but I didn't want to sign the waivers for you." I'm like,
well,
I need waivers.
You see?
I need waivers. All right, dude. You're older than I am. If you want for it, I'll go for it, man.
There you go.
As long
you
as
need
I
to
hold
bring
a beer
back out in him. Yeah, hold my beer.
Hold my beer while I do this one.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to kick a field goal. We'll see who can kick the longest field goal between.
I never verbally congratulated you on beating me in fantasy football, and this is all you're going to get. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you did good, man. Very, very proud of you. I guess your Harrison Butker 18 points helped you out quite a bit, but whatever.
Yeah, it did. He was my boy. I think that was the only league I did any good in. Didn't have that great of a year. Oh, so no Dez Bryant coming to Carolina? You're not feeling with Dez Bryant?
I'm definitely not feeling with Dez Bryant.
Hell no. I mean, just, you know he's going to want top dollar, even though he got cut for at $11 million or whatever.
He hasn't been relevant for a few years.
Would you trade the 24 for Odell Beckham?
Absolutely not.
No? You wouldn't do
absolutely.
It?
Nope. Absolutely not. For the amount of money that it's going to require to get him,
yeah.
We got Cam's contract coming up in 2 years. Then the year after that, you'll have Kuechly's, Shaq Thompson's. I mean, there's no, absolutely not. And plus, who knows how he's going to be after this injury? I mean, you know, apparently what he suffered was pretty raw. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just seems that I don't see our offense being that reliant on a single player that for the money that he's going to want, you know, 17, 18 million a season or some shit. Big dollar.
I ain't paying Jerry Rice $20 million a year, let alone Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know that Cam could target. Well, I mean, he tried to feed Bella Benjamin that much. If he'd have caught every pass that went his way, he'd have had huge numbers. But talking about KB. But that was to his detriment. I tell you, that was just one of the weirdest things to me is how we seemed to couldn't win with Kelvin
when
Benjamin
he was
on
the field.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You can make the argument, but it seems like the numbers and the stats don't really back it up that much. But you could see it, that how Cam would just totally eyes for KB only, you know. And then the defenses could key on it. And he just wasn't that hard to cover. So, I don't know. But I don't have the full explanation, but it definitely was just one of those head scratchers. All right. Well, Kat, I think I'm gonna head to the vertical, the horizontal. That's it. What's your schedule been,
man?
You've been working. Working
yeah, I've been doing
the
road. 3 days on, 3 days off. So, you know, I got off tonight. Like next week, I'll be off like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the next week, it'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's just how it goes. It's just I got 3 days on, three days
okay.
off. Doesn't matter how it falls.
I got you.
I'll definitely be off
all
next
right.
week.
Well, we'll do it again next Tuesday. I'm sure I'm going to get Goose Creek to dial in next Tuesday because, you know, excitement level will be about peaked out and we'll be making our final pre-draft picks until I get on site and, you know, start scrounging around for rumors.
Good deal. Keep me posted, man. Have a good night.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir. See you, buddy.